What's going on, y'all? You know what it is. You know what it is, man. It's your boy L.O. It's your boy L.O.K.O., man. You know what time it is. You are here to spark the convo. It's a great thing that we are here today with y'all. And, you know, the last couple episodes, we've been a little light. And not today, man. The guy is back. He had to. What was he doing? I don't know. But it don't matter because
exactly
he's back.
I
can't remember what he was doing. I know way at the Nike EYBL Juniors.
Junior EYBL, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
EYBL Juniors.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? African Jigga, Mr. Moves. What else you go by?
I don't think they know me by Mr. Moves. They just know me by Jigga. That's pretty much it. They only know by Jigga and Coach Monty. You already know.
Yes, they don't know you as that. Yeah, but yes, he's back.
Now they know him as Coach Monty because this is a new alias.
But now you know the gang is all here. The gang is all back in action. No missing persons. And we are thankful for that opportunity. It's a great shout out another episode of Spark the Convo. It's your boy L.O.K.O.
AD here, back for another week. Straight wing. We ain't missing no time. Let's keep that motion going.
G Justin here, back at it.
And you know I had to make my return because it's been a long time. But it's Mr. Jigga man, Jigga.
Coach Monty.
So before we get started,
Brad Stevens.
Before we get started, Kimani, let me ask you, right? What do you look forward to? What improved changes have you seen in yourself that'll you know change how you approach this podcast as a podcaster?
Well, I think my age, clearly, I grew older. I mean, I think I got more insight in life. Well, relax, I just already ready to laugh.
I didn't even say. Yo, I didn't even laugh.
That's one thing. You know, that's one thing I miss about podding. You guys just laugh about everything, but that's funny. But that's what I miss about podding. You know, like I said, more insight on life. Oh, this guy. Got a more insight on life. Can I speak, bro?
I hope the listeners' ears aren't bleeding right
literally
now. Keep talking.
Uh-huh. What's it? But yes, I have more insight on life and, you know, more experiences, just life experiences, so I get to actually speak up on things. You know, last time we were here, I was a noob, so I didn't really know what to speak about. There was more things I knew about more than I did, so it was just more one-sided conversation than it was for me. So, yes, I think I'd be more in tune with the conversation than I was before.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad you're here, bro, and I'm sure the people are going to be happy to hear new and improved, mature Monty.
Yes, and you know it's the comedic side is still going to come out, of course, because they call me Mr. Cedric. Yes, sir.
Have you been in tune with the last couple episodes to see the direction that we've been going
in? So, unfortunately, I have not, because every time I try to listen, you guys have interrupted me with either games or you know, screaming about something else on FaceTime.
That's very interesting. But you know what? Again, we're back. So we just appreciate y'all for tuning in. We could get this thing started right away. Today is Sunday, April
7th.
Episode number
29.
Episode 29, right? Episode 29 is how we're going to get things started, right? And I don't want this to sound like I'm causing a race war out the gate. Yep. But it is, you take it how you may. Pause, right? Earlier today, South Carolina Gamecocks beat the I wanted to say I didn't want to
pause that.
That was crazy.
Let's be mature. The South Carolina women's basketball team.
No, say their name again.
Defeated. I already said it once. I got something for you. Don't worry. Defeated the Iowa Hawkeyes to become the national champions of the women's
2024
Division 1 2024 division or whatever, right? Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Coach Staley and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm gonna put on the table for y'all. The women's collegiate basketball realm world has been on fire for the last 2-3 years, right? And there's been a rise in just in women's sports period and look that they're getting. A lot of people feel as if with Caitlin Clark leaving and really just solely her, which is crazy to me, with her leaving, the game is not going to be the same at that level because she's a one of a kind and we're not going to see nothing like her to come. How do y'all feel about that?
I think that's a lie because I think with Juju being at USC, she's a, like, even though she takes a lot of shots with all that, but I still think she has that star power to bring viewers to watch it more because everybody's watching Juju. Like, you see an 18-year-old girl score 50 points. You never seen that happen often. So it's something different that's happening and legit. Yes, Clay and Clark was bringing all that star power. She was scoring the basketball crazy and scoring it from, you know, scoring at a high rate. And people never seen it before. And that's why they brought so much eyes in the past 2 years.
They seen it before.
They've seen it. They haven't seen it to this, like I said, to this star power. So, again.
I disagree with that. I get what you're saying, but I disagree.
So then why are you disagreeing, if you get what I'm saying? Your pops.
Because
but like I was saying, yes, I think Juju would not. She now I wouldn't say she would carry the whole thing, but I think she would be able to bring more, just enough eyes to the screen. What I should say.
No, yeah, I was definitely gonna say. Have you heard of Juju Watkins? And Juju, we trust, man. She's the next one. It might not be to the same extent, but I feel like she's gonna be a big part. And where women's basketball goes next on the college level and even at the WNBA level, as long as she's able to make it there. And then there's going to be other people that come in behind them. And, you know, now that there's going to be more eyes on women's basketball in general, like, people are going to notice more of the players that don't have the exact star power but could still, like, get to it and, you know, just get buckets like them.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both. Yeah, same thing with with Juju and what's her name, Paige. And then there's also another girl from UConn that recently got injured and was out for the whole year. I think her name was Aziz something. I forgot her name, but she's also really nice too. So I feel like those three girls are kind of be like the kind of like the people that like hold the torch and keep the sport going. But yeah, I think them three.
I totally forgot about. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You think Paige is staying for another year? Or you think she's out of
it? She definitely has to. Yeah, I think since she missed she missed last year, right?
She didn't.
So not even that. Not even that. She missed because she could go if she wanted to, but she missed the deadline.
Yeah.
To declare.
And I feel like there's another one in Arizona. I think I forgot her name.
That's why Haley transferred.
Yeah.
But when was the deadline then?
Like 2 days ago.
Okay, because I was about to say Andrew just.
Yeah.
She just
That was like last week.
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago.
I think it was when you're still playing, you're still able to, like, you know, you get like a leeway, like a little bit. If you're still playing, like if she went to the championship game, then she would have had, like, you know, declare or not.
Decision. Well, no, because Kaylin had to declare before. I mean, she had to go regardless, but she had to declare. She had to declare regardless, before.
But
I feel like for her, she had no. I mean, she's going anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
she really had no choice. It wasn't like, I can stay or not stay.
Well, I mean, she has a choice, but
what is she gonna do?
But that's a choice. You can choose to not go to the league. You can choose to go overseas.
Man, she's going.
I'm screaming.
So what I was saying is this, right? To respond to y'all, I think what y'all are saying is a lot of people who I think individually or in their duos and pairs, whatever, I think they're great for the college basketball sport. I think what I'm talking about, Kaylin, is it enough to lead the country to want to view you? Because when I look
if you're talking in that aspect, then I don't think there is. Like,
and I don't mean to her level neither.
Oh, okay. But I mean, essentially, you got to speak to her level because it's like you can't. It's either you're gonna be at that level or you're not.
Yeah, and pretty much.
I don't know if there's enough like really nice players as her to like really carry the whole sport for it to be like the number one viewed tournament or sport. It's like it's gonna be tough to kind of emulate that kind of like superstar in a way. Because Juju is so good, but it's also she's going to a small college and like a kind of like a not a bad program, but just a program that's not known for winning.
Established as much as other ones.
So the way I look at it is this, right? I think this is a perfect place, perfect time, right opportunity situation, right? Kaylin Clark being America's sweetheart the way that she was, right? Because white woman, white school, you're gonna see where I'm going with this. White woman, white school. Breaking records, doing something that we haven't seen in a while, right? To the magnitude of level she's doing it with. All of that is good, but what made Kyla Troops even stronger is that on the opposite side of that is Angel Reese, right? Someone who the other side of America does not champion the way that our culture does, right?
Yeah.
So now when you have that battle and that bout of your side versus our side, and it is to that level to the point where it's our people are going to the national championship, our people are winning the conference championships or whatnot, and it's a fight to see who's going to take over your people, I think that takes it to another level. Because, again, Kaylin Clark solo is amazing. They just put out the report that the Aces are going to play the Indiana Fever, and they had to get an arena that was, I think,
bigger,
an extra 6,000 seats,
that can hold
right?
More people.
Mm-hmm. And people online were saying, no, but that's not because of Kaylin, that's because of the Aces. I said, but here's the thing. When the Aces do it, they're going against formidable opponents. The Indiana Fever suck.
I'm screaming.
There will never be a reason that they need a bigger arena for the Indiana Fever unless she's coming to town,
yeah,
right?
They know who's
so
coming.
I understand what she is for the game, but I feel like because it's their side versus our culture to such a high level, I think that is really what got this thing rocking. I don't think her on her own could do that, or her going against like a UConn, for example. If it was her and UConn in this game today, it's a big game.
So you're speaking,
but that's only y'all's side that's championing this side.
You're speaking more so like
to the race,
like
yes.
political kind of, like more so like. I don't know, like, I don't know how to put it, but you're speaking more so, like, not even from, like, not even basketball point of view, but kind of, like, just human, like, humanity type point of view. Like,
I do. Yeah,
because
I
that's
do.
Why that's why it would probably be bigger, obviously, because, like, you're kind of putting an intangible component to it in a way. Or, like, it's, like, inevitable because, you know, this side versus that side.
That's some nice language you was just using, brother.
Hold on. And because it's not even like a shot I'm shooting. What I'm saying is, right, because everything you're saying is right, but the thing is this, at the end of the day, this is bigger than basketball, right? Basketball, period, in our time, is on a drop, is on a decline, except for women's sports, right? Which, if we're being realistic, has only been over the last 2-3 years. If we're being realistic, post-pandemic is when we saw that surge, right? The NBA numbers is low. The college men's numbers are low. And these are what were the driving forces, right?
Yeah.
The WNBA is on the rise. Because of the girls that just left out recently and is doing their thing. The Aces are like a one-of-a-kind team, right? The Liberty's now doing their one-of-a-kind thing right now. The college girls that's coming up now is going to bring more eyes to that thing. I think, and that's all based on what that political power is. Granted, I don't think it's political. I think it's more racial than political, but
yeah, so,
socioeconomics, all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
More race than
right?
political.
I think all that stuff plays a major part in it because without it, like I said, if you take out Angel Reese and the LSU squad, which is looked at as a black squad, if you take out the South Carolina squad, which is looked at as a black squad, and you put in a UConn, you put in a, what's a white school?
Purdue.
Gonzaga.
You feel me?
Yeah.
One of those schools, and they just got a bunch of nice white girls running around. It's not going to matter because our side of it is not going to push it because our culture is always going to push it to the forefront.
Yeah.
Angel Reese, again, aside from Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese is the biggest person in college sports within the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like a Johnny football or one of them type dudes. You know what I'm saying? And that's because we have someone to champion to take it to that spot. That's why I feel like it's so unfair to say that this girl and her amazing shot chucking is taking this sport to the next level. Not next level, because she did do that, but taking it somewhere where it'll last for the next 5 years.
But it's not just going to solely be on her, for one. But I do get your point with Caitlin and Angel, but that's also a matter of Angel Reese being the, like, the individual personality that she is. Because if she, let's say she was just quiet, just, like, straight to business, it still wouldn't be to this level that it is right now. But I feel like they opened the door enough to where, like, now, I mean, you're still going to need, like, storylines and gimmicks because that's, yeah, like, the kind of stuff that sells.
That's a good point, storylines, yeah.
But at the same time, though, like, they opened the door so that you could see the Jujus, like, the Juju who's super low maintenance, and you could see the Paige Buchers who people might not have known. But, like, bro, literally, I guarantee you so many people was watching that LSU and Iowa game and then, like, probably left and came back real quick and, like, saw the UConn versus USC game on and, like, oh, like, I heard of these two girls, but let me watch. And yeah, they was probably impressed because yep, Juju had, what, 29? Yeah, she's shot chucking, but who else is on the team to help her? That's one. And then Paige.
She got some kids, some people on that team with her. Because there's another one that on that team that probably, I think she had 20 that game. They literally just lost the game. Yeah, I forgot her name. If I could tell you her name, I would can't remember. Bro.
but still, in that same sentiment, like, I was halfway watching the game, but, like, I feel like they opened the door for, like, everybody else to kind of show up their game and, like, for people to, like, take women's basketball seriously, which I feel like they are now because they're seeing, like, the skill sets are crazy.
Bro, there was a point where they were saying, like, Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA.
I mean, they dragging it, of course, but, like,
but that, stuff like that, yeah, drives, like, people to actually go watch the game and watch her and then find out about other people as well.
And but I think, like, this is why I say I think it also matters that, and, you know, social media plays a big part in this too. When I hear about Caitlin Clark and all that she's doing, my mind instantly goes to Maya Moore, right? Mm-hmm. Maya Moore, if she was playing in this age of social media, maybe she gets similar type love. UConn, Big East, kind of East Coast kind of thing. So she might get that same love, but I don't think no one's going to get it the way that that girl over there does because of who she represents and how she does it. Because, as a matter of fact, that's a good point. Because even Paige, well, no, Paige gets a lot of love. I ain't going to lie. But
yeah, she gets a lot of love.
I mean, when I look at that.
Not compared to, like, Kaitlyn Clark, though. I feel like Kaitlyn Clark was just, like, a whole nother level.
It was a whole nother level.
I feel like she's just, like, that following that she had after, like, that good run from, like, last year is just, like, insane.
And even, like, a Sabrina, like, it wasn't to that level, but that's another, like,
where'd she go?
Name.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Didn't Sabrina not get love until she really got to the WNBA? Because that's why.
No, they loved it. She had the Kobe co-sign. They loved her.
College, like her last 2 years, I think. I don't even know.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy, but it was like, she definitely got the love, respected. But then, you know, you said something too to the vein of like the storyline, right? And this is why I say it made it such a impact. Like, I think this right here, what we just witnessed, or this time period, will be peak college basketball for the next 5-6 years, right? Because to me, no matter what rivalries are made, no matter what, you know, unless someone comes to represent that side, it's not going to matter. Because here's what happened, right, in America. And this is what I think took it to the next level. LSU wins the championship last year, right?
Yeah.
No, pardon me. The year before that, I think, is South Carolina, I think. I think South Carolina was the year before.
Yeah, because Aaliyah Boston won it, right? No, Aaliyah Boston was last year, so no.
Let's just say, for conversation's sake, South Carolina won the year before.
Okay.
It was no noise. It was no matter. It was no true care to what we saw, you know, the year prior, right? And every other year before that, like, I think the last time people really was like, on some woo is like Breonna Stewart and them with Geno, because, you know, he doesn't lose, right?
Yeah.
Those chips come and go. It don't really matter to nobody. When them black girls went up there and took that championship, when LSU went up there and did what they did, when Kim Mulkey and them girls went out there, what was it? It was the culture that stood up on that forefront and said, oh yeah, this game belongs to us.
Yep.
Not even this game. This world right here, this belongs to us, right? So the rage comes from, no. Who do y'all think y'all are? Because here's what's so crazy about it. On the cultural side, it was, this girl is killing everybody. I was killing everybody. She knocked out LSU. She knocked out UConn. Someone needs to stop this crazy little white girl, right? But here's the thing. The narrative was never, oh, South Carolina's going to get the job done. Oh, Sarah. It was to the point people didn't even realize South Carolina didn't lose a game until today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those two power weights.
And Dawn's record.
Heavyweights.
Nobody even noticed
with
that.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, there was a whole nother storyline on that side. People didn't forget that Dawn is the one who lost to Iowa last year to get to the chip.
Yes.
We wanted the LSU.
In South Carolina.
Because we wanted the Negro Bowl.
The Negro Bowl is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it was at first. It was like how both were supposed to play Detroit. They ruined it. The Negro Bowl. Yeah. Right? But all of that being said, that was what was pushing this game forward. I think we just witnessed the peak, and I truly think, I hope there's not a decline, right? But I truly don't think we're going to see anything like this at this level for a while with how things are going, unless someone of that caliber and nature can create that once again to push their sport forward.
Yeah, that's true. I also feel like a lot of this stuff, like the storyline, shouldn't matter at the race war and stuff like that shouldn't matter, but it's also really good for sports in general.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So, kind of a report.
It's crazy like that we have to come to terms with that stuff when it could just be about basketball.
I mean, really, it's gonna transfer to the league because that, like, between them two is going to keep going. But I do feel like I mentioned earlier, like, we're kind of getting more to a point where the gimmicks are probably going to die. And, like, that kind of storyline, like race war and all that, that's going to, like, die down a bit. I mean, maybe not, because, you know, people on the internet don't take anything seriously, so.
And you got to make a joke out of everything.
Yeah, everything.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because, you know, cause like, and like you said about transferring to the league, right? I look at somebody like Angel Reese and all that she said she went through, you know, after they lost to Iowa, right? Mm-hmm. It was, you all hated me for the last two, like, these last 2 years have been the worst of my life. Me being up in the spotlight, y'all sexualized me, y'all were racist, y'all were this, y'all were that. And to think that now she has to take that from her collegiate, you know, side to the pro side. And I truly do think she's one of the few, if not only, players who will go through that transition. Because I don't think there's anybody else at that level who they can really hate on in such a manner. But it's like, how do y'all feel about saying that the storyline shouldn't be a part of the game, but then seeing Angel and how she reacted to how her transition is, I guess, currently looking?
I mean, obviously, like, we don't want to see that. Like, we don't want to see players be affected by storylines and shit like that. But unfortunately, like we've been talking about, like, it drives people to come and watch the games. It drives people to watch the sport. Same thing with NBA, NFL. It's kind of like those gimmicks make people and storylines make people want to watch the sport and pushes people to come watch the game. So, like, unfortunately, things like that are just never going to die down.
Yeah, because with, like, honestly, what it is that the storyline is drama. People love drama. People are going to, whether you like it or not, people are going to go towards drama and want to see what's going on. So, yes, they're going to see, oh, this girl is doing this, but this girl, like you said, is the Negro Bowl. But it's what it is is black against white. People are going to see, oh, who wins this game? How does this game go? How does everything just plays a part into who's winning and who's not winning. So that, I like you said, yes, the storyline shouldn't matter, but that's what it is and that's how the way it works. Like, legit drama is what runs the world.
Yeah, people love drama.
Like, it's what it is, bro.
But I feel like, though you say that's not how it should be, we look at the beginning, not beginning, but early times. Like, I've been on record saying, I think the only reason why Magic and Bird mattered because they were black and white.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah.
No, but think about it.
I mean, if it was white on white crime, it would mean nothing. If it was maybe black versus, you know, obviously that, but it, I don't know if that even drives anything, because back then, you know, just how the time and era was, stuff like that wouldn't matter. It wouldn't have a storyline. But obviously, like you said, since it's obviously Magic versus Bird, it's different.
So, but see, now, so stay there, right? Magic and Bird is the 80s, and we saw what that was, right? We moved to the 90s, right? Granted, Mike is the greatest ever, but look at...
Next to LeBron.
But look, right? Look at all of them excellent and amazing, great black players that was with Mike at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was never Mike versus anybody, right? Now, I guarantee you, had there been a cold white boy there to go against Mike, that would have... I don't think it would have changed. Well, I'll change
yeah,
as far as
what, you mean.
What the 90s would, because the 90s is just Mike killed all of us for 10 years straight. What are we going to do?
I'm screaming.
Nobody really could mess with him because he was just too good. I mean, you also got like stuff like, you know, Jordan versus Thomas and stuff like that, like with the drama with that.
If it would have been, I think it would have been Stockton instead of Thomas, it would have been a crazy storyline, because now they would have been like, oh my goodness.
And look where they at too. That's Chicago versus Utah. Yes. That's the blacks and the whites.
No, yeah, that's really black.
I don't think that makes a difference.
Shoot.
Nah, I think it would have made a big
America
difference.
America getting behind a white boy?
Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan, bro. We already had the Bird versus Magic. That's cool. Race war, all that, blah, blah, blah. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was loved.
His star is
like
so
worldwide.
Big. You see, his star is so big, he did not have to go against anybody.
But what I'm saying is, it would have been, even if Mike would have won time and time again, people would have loved coming back. Could be like, oh no, this time he would have got him. This time we got him. This time we got him. But every time they would have beat him, they wouldn't.
There was no one there to do nothing to him.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying, though.
So that's what. But I'm saying,
but
imagine.
Just for a story, just,
was so, no, so imagine not, if there was a white man of that talent to go against Mike.
But there was nice white people in the league, but they were just not as good as Mike. Nobody was that good as Mike, bro. What do you want? What do you
expect? But for the story,
you can't have a storyline if nobody can.
I wish the viewers could see how I'm looking at you right now.
Okay, but think about it, Caitlin Clark literally lost both times, right? She didn't win. Look, last year she didn't win the chip. This year she didn't win the chip.
Yeah.
But she's a loser.
Okay.
She's gone.
She's the world's greatest loser right now.
Yes.
She is hot as fish grease. But what happened? When they put the black girl to come and whip that behind, what was it?
And they won.
No, forget. Don't forget. It was the biggest thing in the world. Mike had nobody. Like you said, IT. Oh, cool, whatever. We don't even like IT like that, right? Who else? Whatever, right? if Stockton was a who's the next best player in the 90s? Let's say Shaq was white.
Oh, shit. Let's say Shaq was white.
Bro, they would have rallied behind him. But this is what I'm saying.
I can't even think of if you even name like a top five in the 90s, I don't even think there's even like a good one.
They don't even sniff Mike, bro.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think we really even saw something like that for real until Kobe and LeBron. That realistically. And look how long that took. I think the driving force in it, like you said, the storyline should be what it is. Bro, that aspect of it is going to take it to the top. Matter of fact, and this is why the NBA is failing right now, right? Because everyone that's nice is European and all of that. They having fun they having fun with that in their country. What do we have?
LeBron?
He's retiring in like a year or two. And we've enjoyed him for 21 years.
Shea.
It's a wrap.
Got Shea?
No, he's from Canada.
Oh. Bro, we have Ant. We have Jason Tatum, Jordan, Magic, Larry Bird, and Michael Jordan.
I mean, I wouldn't even put like Jokic in like the same stardom as Mike though.
Yeah, you can't
he's
put
not even on, can't, here.
Can't,
it doesn't matter.
You can't put a beat in the stardom like that.
Do you think that LeBron's and Michael's and Kobe's come out every year? No, it takes some time, bro. Like, yes, we have LeBron, bro.
LeBron was 03.
Hey, the next one is Victor Wembanyama.
But we're gonna.
He's not from here, so we're still suck.
Fine. Hey,
bro.
We don't suck because we're gonna have the strength in numbers, bro. Like our in the top 20 NBA players, bro.
I think only like 5 of them is from out of the country. So,
bro, yes. Like the rest of it, bro, Gilbert Arenas says his drink all the time, bro. Legit. Like the world team, they're going to have a good starting 5, a good 7. We have 12 stars, bro. Like,
I'm not saying.
After you get to man 8.
That's why Team USA, bro.
I'm not saying.
We have Joel
Embiid now. I'm not saying a 5-on-5, who is the better team to go out there. No.
How about Joel Embiid?
I'm saying he's African. He don't count. Yeah, he just want to play here.
I
would too. But
he wants to play for USA.
But he's African, so he doesn't count.
He doesn't
listen. If you were born in Cameroon, you don't count. Listen, right? I'm saying as far as the storyline goes, as far as the driving force of bringing it up goes, I'm not buying more tickets because Ant is playing Shea. I don't care. That's just going to be for the blacks. Y'all can have that, right? Wow. What I'm saying is, what's good? Respect. My man Art is just in the building. You feel me? I'm saying if you get Ant, he turns God level. Who's coming up? All these Negroes suck. Who's not? Let's say Tatum was white.
Tatum's light skinned. He's enough to.
He's mulatto.
White
so
like him.
Damn
he's
him.
Mulatto.
So let's say Tatum, and he's in Boston. That's
bro, he's in Boston.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay,
the
cool.
But look,
NBA is weak right now. That's the thing. So hold that, right? Say Tatum is white.
Yes.
And Ant is about to be God level, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that's going to be more than what's going on right now? What's the biggest thing in the league right now? The black guy is just running around with his gun in his hand all day long.
Bro, the biggest thing in the league is
we're past that. We're past that now. So we can't even keep on.
So what's bigger than that? That we own.
That this season?
That we own.
This season?
Yes, that the blacks own.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, don't
the
know.
Whole NBA? What the fuck?
I mean, LeBron.
Bro,
LeBron
I feel like he's bro big, the NBA LeBron is behind is a, MLB and NHL damn near. What are we talking about, bro?
LeBron is always a
bro, we have no drama that's going on. That's probably.
So
I told
imagine
you,
if
drama
we get a cold
world.
White boy in this joint and we murder that
but,
guy. Luka. He's not from
but
here.
You gotta, but you got to understand, they're still going to accept
still
him.
Deem him white.
Yeah.
He's still white.
And they love him. And no one can go against Luka.
Yeah, well, no.
I just want to make this a sports thing right now because it's so early. But he's not from here.
But he's still white.
Bro.
He's European,
bro. You know they're going to take him no matter if he's European or not.
Bro.
He's white.
A Negro named Cody that was born on a farm in Minnesota, bro. Like, and look at the difference.
Oh, my God.
Compared to a Negro who got a whole country behind him.
That shit weak, bro.
I understand the drama, that's what I said. The drama is just not there. It's not going to be there until like you said,
LeBron,
a white boy.
And watch.
LeBron.
And that's why the WNBA is about to be on fire with that little, I can't stand her, and Angel. If Angel has a smooth, solid year or two, bro, I'm going to be honest with you, right? And you would know best, right? Because I think you and me are more invested in it, right? Do you feel there's a NBA rivalry at all? That means, obviously, NBA has more eyes on him, right? So that is what it is. Mm-hmm. That means more than Asia Wilson versus Breonna Stewart. Because every year we know we're going to see y'all in the finals. I think the last time anything of that magnitude that was like big in the specific league was Braun and Curry. And that was like 5-6 years ago. Mm. You just sending Jimmy Butler to the finals every year. Lowest numbers we've ever seen in life.
Well, yeah, last year was definitely a down year just because of the matchups, but.
The year before, that was a down year. It was a cool year because that was Curry in Boston.
Yeah,
that was a nice year, but that's not. There's no story there. There's nothing there. It's just y'all made it.
I think that was like
you about to whoop y'all.
Curry do it again. You know he's older, so I mean I think it was a story there.
And the numbers keep going up over there because we keep seeing them two, different sides of the coin going up, rising up. The storyline matters. I'm telling you.
Well, hey, you got the Europeans versus the Americans. So I don't know. That's, I mean, that's the best you can do in the NBA. What do you want to
say? It don't have to be black versus white, though.
And yeah, it don't got to be that.
This is 2024, bro. Like, this is not 1980.
You see, but
you see what's happening in college, right?
No, you see. So you see this perfect. I'm so glad you said that because in the NCAA, the men's, if UNC would have won and Arizona would have won, that would have been a great storyline because you remember the whole thing with Caleb Love and RJ Davis.
That would have been a very good story.
That would have been a great storyline. On Instagram and Twitter.
Nah, look, it would have been a good story.
Them dudes
line.
In the middle of the pack do not care about that at all.
Bro, it would have been a good storyline for sure. Bro, it would have been all a right. good storyline for sure.
That's crazy.
I don't know what's going on now.
The only thing is, like, it just wouldn't have had that type of star power. But that just that doesn't have to do with Black versus White. That's just a matter of R.J. Davis and Caleb Love.
That's more, again, that goes to the storyline. That's drama.
I don't,
because
like, yeah. Like,
I think y'all are missing the fact that I think that's a great storyline for us, 25 and under, who know that they was getting a freak on. I don't think the 40-year-old named Gerald in Wisconsin cares about that at all. That don't matter to them. That is cool for us on Instagram and Twitter. For our demographic, that's fire. Because we want to see who's going to win. I was saying that's the battle of the baddies.
Bro, but battle you think Gerald in Wisconsin is yelling at his TV screaming white power when Kalen scores, right?
Yes. I have Twitter. I can see what they're doing.
Screw it.
What are we talking about?
Next topic, bro. This shit is
good. Wait. Yo, I know y'all seen the joint talk. I know y'all seen this. I know y'all seen. Bro, think about it. Angel Reese is getting the most hate she's ever received ever in life because she beat that girl up on that stage. You think that just you think if she beat South Carolina, that would happen? You think if she would have beat UConn, that would happen? You think if she would?
I think she beat UConn, it probably would have happened.
I don't think so. I don't, she's not.
What
if Angel would have beat Paige last year instead of Caitlin?
Caitlin. I think she was like this.
Kaylin and the like, school that school is.
No,
because Kaylin has the star power.
As a what?
As a woman's basketball player.
That's a really good.
Does not have to be white and black, player. Bro. Like,
okay,
I see what you're saying. Player. They wouldn't have cared if it would have been another black girl fighting another black girl. It's just the way it is.
Because they never do care.
Yeah, because the bro, no man, white man is saying, "Oh yes, I love these black girls." I don't know.
What
they're saying, like, I want to watch the white girl because, kill the black girl.
It unfortunately is like it's so easy to just be like to just put people obviously who are not the same race against each other.
Because what do they battle? All they're battling is for who's nicer and all that
and
stuff.
Who's,
cool.
Yeah, who's the best team.
I'm saying if Maya Moore would have been against Angel Reese, that would have been great for our culture. I do not think why whole scale it would have mattered as much as this doing. And I love that because like I said, I think Caitlin is the illest, easily top three women's player ever, right? So you're that.
Yeah, I got coworkers coming up to me telling me, oh yeah, Caitlin Clark is so good.
So I'm saying you got
know
that.
A damn thing about basketball.
You got that and she's white. I think that is the full package to be great. And now let's bring some sisters to go up against you.
Let's bring some sisters.
I think that is what has had this joint lit for years. And if we don't have that, watch the difference.
Maybe for a developing game like the women's basketball, sure. But like NBA, that's not necessary, bro.
I mean, hey, the numbers have shown.
Bro, is Stephen Curry a white man?
Might as well be.
Is LeBron a white man?
Never.
You want to talk about what Curry is?
I'm screaming.
But again, right? But aside from those two, right? Because basketball has had great players run through it. Kobe's, this, that, and the others, right? Cool. I think the best time and the most time we've seen the money happen was when them two was playing all day long. Curry and LeBron, boom, 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 back and forth, back and forth. After that, what happened? If I'm Adam Silver and I'm saucing something up, I'm bringing that boy, what's his name? Going to Duke.
Oh, Cooper Flagg?
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, yo. 1 year.
I'm scared.
Because we about to make money off you. I'm telling you.
Hey, no, I mean, they got Wemby, so.
Okay, you better hope they're
not from here. He's going to get France lit.
Wemby, bro. That's it.
Hey, he's still
he's,
my
He's from here now. He lives
he's
in San Antonio
full time. He's still in the NBA, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, NBA is still the NBA, brother. No matter where you're from.
You still got Bron. Like, obviously, Bron not going to be there for much longer, but you still got Bron.
Hey, Bron is coming,
is
right?
Always, like, he always has a storyline himself.
Yeah, watching with your eyes closed, man. I'm telling you.
My fault, bro. I just care about basketball.
Everything wasn't the original with this guy.
Basketball in the purest form. I don't care about all that other shit.
Oh, that's nice. But that's not what we're talking about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I said I care about the game being pure. I don't care about all the other stuff.
I'm speaking about why women's college basketball is bigger than the NBA right now.
Bigger than the NBA?
I think it's just getting maybe a little bit more viewers.
I would say bigger than the NBA only when it's...
Viewership.
When it's tournament
time. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's viewership.
It's tournament
time. That's only like a month or two.
So when tournament time. We're in the dark days of the NBA season. Players about to start and like, you feel me? People, like the games are more important for some people, less important for others. But we've been watching since
Less
October.
Important for a lot of people too.
Okay, so wait. Like, less important for... Okay, keep going.
Bro, the timing of it all is perfect. Like, bro, you have the women's with the star power, you have the NBA late into the season, not the playoffs just yet, but not like you're at the part of the season where everything is like pretty much figured out already. You know what everything is, where everything is, how everything is. So the timing is perfect. So of course people are gonna go and look, watch them girls who's making noise coming up, opposed to watching the fucking Blazers play the Knicks on a Thursday night. Like,
cool.
And their favorite player.
No, so wait, so cool. He's doing so whatever. What I'm hearing is the time is when it matters, right? Playoffs, tournament time, whatever, right? Cool.
Yes.
Why are those numbers bigger than those numbers?
Bro, not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, it makes sense because of everything that's going on.
But think about it. He just said it.
The situation of it.
If players are not playing at that time because they're going into the playoffs, of course the numbers are going to be down because they know they're not playing. Because, you know, everybody has a report saying, oh, this guy's not playing, that guy's not playing. And most of the time is their favorite player. Okay. If your favorite player is not playing, what else do you have to watch besides women's basketball?
Cool. Why did they make the NCAA tournament for? Did they make the NCAA tournament for?
To bring more money.
Absolutely. You got to bring more money. That's always driving force.
To spice up the season and get people to actually watch the season early on.
Why?
Make players play.
Because people not watching it.
My point exactly. They have been saying that this has been a league that has been on a decline for years. I'm not making this up. This is in our face. We've been seeing it all the time.
But I don't think that's more so of the drama points.
No, not drama. I'm just talking about the league, meaning what it means.
It's really because the players just won't freaking play.
This is October, November, bro.
And how many times have we seen people being out for no reason in October, November?
Absolutely. That's why they implemented the rules about the 65 games.
And I think that's another reason why I put them in the season, because in the season rules, I think the starters still play until like the end of the game, right?
I don't know about that.
You just got to hit 65 games. 65 games. In order to qualify for it.
Yeah, I think you have to play like a minimum like 10 minutes.
I think that's where the viewership comes in, because if you mandate those players to play those games. Now, like, look, Kawhi, I don't think Kawhi has ever played more than 60 games in his career. Well, not his career, but
yeah,
his career.
He played 65 this season.
Yeah, and he played so many games. And yes, it's not going to be real shit right now, but those are people want to see. People want to see their best player or their favorite player on a team play the game, not sit on the bench, look pretty. Like, nobody wants to see that.
They look pretty, too.
But what I'm, like, last point or last few points, bro, like, what I'm saying is, like, you know, women's basketball, they have something actually bubbling up. You feel me? Like, they have something actually bubbling up and making headlines and everything. And then the NBA is just, like, going business as usual right now. So, like, it makes sense to, like, okay, like, this is, like, rinse and repeat what I've been watching over here. But this is something new that's, like, getting lit. Like, I'll watch that instead of watching the NBA right now.
Interesting. No, I mean, it is. I just got
sidetracked. That's it.
I don't think it's true, but that's interesting.
Even though you want the black and white war,
I'm not even first to that. I'm talking about viewership versus. That's what I'm.
Well, that was your driving point.
Shout out to the women, man.
Yeah, man.
It's always for the ladies.
The Wimby's here. Oh, shout out to the women, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's crazy.
don't start with me, bro.
I'm scared.
Kaylin, man.
Shout out to Angel Reese.
Shout out to
Camila Cooper. Shout out to Raven Johnson.
I was gonna say Raven Johnson.
Yeah, Raven Johnson.
I didn't know her name was Johnson. Yeah. Who's T Johnson? I don't know who.
Tessa Johnson.
Tessa. That's the one I know.
No, yeah. Shout out to all of them, man.
Tessa, the freshman, right? Yeah, she gonna be freshman. All right.
All the sisters.
Juju gonna be all right too.
All the sisters.
Juju having 51. You ain't seen that before. Come on now. Yeah. Oh, well, you haven't seen that recently, I should say.
We're not gonna talk about it because yesterday I didn't want to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about the men rising in power, cross-playing as feminine women, but we're not going to talk about it, right? Because y'all see, I don't want to get canceled. I just wanted to bring it up to let them know that I have something to say about it. If y'all want to talk about it later, we can talk about it.
What are you talking about?
Caleb Williams from USC.
Oh.
And Duke. What's Duke's name?
Oh, the kid from Duke, like, they be painting his nails.
Yeah. He got nail, like a yeah, nail yeah. deal and stuff like that.
Whatever.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know for real.
Jared McCain or Jared?
Yeah. Like I said, my group does not want to talk about it. I'll leave it alone. But just know I do feel a way, and I don't like
how
what y'all
do
been
feel?
Doing.
You might as well, like, you're
ISO.
Yeah, you might as well go ahead.
ISO, okay, right?
Go ahead, work, brother.
I think, right?
Work, bro. Go ahead, get a bucket.
No, I think, right?
Do something.
We are living in a very sensitive time, right, where a lot of people don't know what's going on and their life is being led by social media, right? Social media is raising our children. Social media is raising damn near the adults, right? And you know, you are who you want to be. You do what you want to do. You love what you want to love, right? This is not what this conversation is about. What this conversation is about is you are a role model to young men. point blank period, right? You are the number one draft pick over here in the NFL, and you are potentially, I don't know what Jared was his name?
Jared McKinnon.
I don't know where he lands in the greatness of...
He's gonna be like probably like a top 15 pick.
So a lottery pick, right?
Yeah.
Lottery pick. You are someone who young boys, young men are gonna look up to currently, because y'all both go to big programs where there's a bunch of eyes on y'all, right? How you want to live your life is cool. My thing is this. When you go out there, you paint your lips, you...
He paints his lips?
That's what Caleb... He was out the game with lipstick on.
I never seen that.
Nail polish, pink phone cases, right? Your life is your life, cool, right? But now the thing is, you're portraying that on the people to think, yo, this is cool. Let's all be like women, right? Here's what I don't understand about... Because yeah, now, if you come
talking
out,
about this
now
conversation.
If you come out, you say... the artist with me. If you come out...
Right, right, right.
He wants you to go get a bucket.
Yeah,
too.
Don't drag him down with you.
Isolation, brother.
Son, definitely just threw off.
If you come out and say, you know what, XYZ, more power to you, because that's the life that you want to live right now. When you go and you have the platform you have and say, hey, guys, it's all right for us to be the most feminine people that there are out there, right? It's okay for us to go to the beauty salon and get the men. No. Because see, you are on this pedestal for a reason, right? You have been blessed with this opportunity to do something positive. I feel like what you do on the field and on the court and in between them lines means nothing to what you do off of it, right? And if you, as a black man in this country, with all that we go through, all that we got to fight for, all this, that, and the other, right? Because you know me, if the white person doing it, I don't care. Go ahead, do your thing, right? But as a black man, if you're doing that, I feel like you are portraying a wrong message onto a generation of youth that'll just be super duper lost and confused. Because see, you up. Millions,
or they can just not follow it because.
But no, but you have influence. So to say you don't have to follow me is easy to do. Some of these people are more influential than parents. You feel what I'm saying? Like we grew up in a time. Like I speak for myself. I'm not saying 50 was more influential than my mom, but how much did I take from 50, and how much did I take from my? You feel what I'm saying?
I wish these people could see you right now, because they would look at you and tell you're influenced by 50.
Yeah, I have a do-rag with a hat on my head. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Some of these people are more influential than their parents. Because think about it. When I leave for school, I'm tuned into your highlights. I'm listening to your music. I'm invested in everything you do. My mom is asleep at night. I'm watching the Caleb Williams interview. I'm watching the da-da-da-da-da, right? So you have a lot more flavor on life and the person who I want to be than my parents more times than not.
Real quick, I do think that's like heavier on Caleb Williams than Jared McKinnon, because I feel like Caleb Williams is going to go and like be a star. I don't know if Jared McKinnon is going to be one, but... Keep shooting.
Yeah.
Keep shooting.
Like, you feel me? I don't like you up there on that spot. Like, again, if you're the human being that you are, you're the human being that you are. But I think at some point, you got to realize your power, who you are. You're a number one draft pick. You go to a humongous program at USC. You probably going to, I think, Chicago, I believe. You're about to be QB1, and the NFL is about to run your media crazy, right? So all eyes are going to be on you. I think when all them eyes are on you, and you want to see that Chicago, where it's black boys looking at you and all of that, I feel like you're portraying the wrong message and saying that this joint is fire, this joint is sweet. Let's all be sweet.
Well, black boys follow behind Lamar, Jalen Hurts, all those
people. Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm going to just be devil's advocate, but like, even though like you're a sports player, you feel me, you got the following, this and the third, it's not essential that you are a role model to everybody. Like, that's not a role that you just automatically, feel me, partake in. You can just be yourself. You are who you are. Everybody don't have to follow you. And just because you're big, you feel me, you got a big name, this and the third, don't mean that you have to be a role model.
So stay right there. I think it's a difference, because you don't have to be a role model at all, right? I agree. I think it's a difference between Charles Barkley beating everybody up and cursing at everybody and you saying, let's all have a slumber party.
I'm screaming.
Right? I think it's a difference. I think yes, you know, it's cool. It's cool for you to be who you want to be, because you don't have to be that for everybody. But at the end of the day, no matter the era, no matter what, I feel like for us, it just means so much more, because our fight is much greater and our fight is much bigger, right? I don't think... I'm just going to keep on saying Larry Bird. I don't think Larry Bird going up there and doing that means nothing, because our side of the culture, we gonna look at that and be like, oh, this guy is bugging out. But now when that stuff is at our front door, we talking about, you said Jared Jordan, whatever, he's not gonna mean as much, right? Which is true, but at the end of the day, you went to Duke. So you might have more eyes on you now than you get to the league, especially if you don't pan out in the league. You won't have way more eyes at you at Duke.
Well,
you
the eyes just, are off him now.
You so. Just pulled, huh?
I said the eyes are off him now, so.
Well, you know, but I'm saying just even just being there means a lot for you, right? You just pulled a sponsor from who?
I have no idea, but it's an. I think it's like a cosmetic company.
Yeah, I just can't think of the name right.
Like, what are we talking about? This is not like ASAP going to Fenty. That's his girl or not? Like, you feel what I'm saying?
But that could also be the same thing too, though. Like, that could also get the same kind of drag at the same time too. But I think it's just cooler, just because it's ASAP and he's not really. I guess he's not that he never portrayed being like. I don't know how to say it, but I guess just like gangster or whatever this and that third. But and plus that's his girl too, so it kind of just makes it cool.
But subtract to being his girl, because I would take a Fenty deal, but Rihanna's not gonna go put me in no lip gloss.
You don't know that.
I know that. I know what I represent, and because I know what I represent, is why I would not go out there and do that. You feel what I'm saying?
So you would do the same thing that Rocky did. Like you go promote What is it?
Chapstick.
No, it wasn't Chapstick. It's he did
lip balm.
The lip balm.
That's lip balm and Chapstick.
He did the lip balm. He did I'm trying to think. The moisturizer.
I use the moisturizer every morning.
Okay. I'm just asking a question.
It's moisturizer. It's the difference between you gotta understand. She has a beauty line and the other side.
Okay, so
the
being
other side,
a,
I get my girl the other side. Still, I get my women the other side, right? Still, they get that.
You're still associated in the beauty line though too.
You know what they signed that man for.
So wait,
they
let's
said, come here, put your hands on the table, and let's paint. That's what they brought him in for. They didn't bring him in to use their face wash.
Screaming. So let's stay in the line but my thing is that he doesn't have to influence anybody. He can just do whatever he wants to do. He can do whatever he wants to do. Yes, of course, he's in a limelight. People are looking at him. But also, the same thing with Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is the same exact way. He legit did all that stuff. And how many people follow him?
He did it worse.
He did it. Yeah, he was 100% worse. And he was up about it. He said, I don't give a damn. You can like it or not. But this is me. Yeah, and how many young boys follow behind him?
Stay right there. But I know you want to say something, so stay
and
right there.
And just following in general, just really. Like who he was.
Yeah, like you.
How can I say anything?
Oh, no, I'm not going to say anything. No, it's fine then. Don't worry about it.
Like, you can't. Dead? Like the influence is not going to matter if the boys just don't follow. Like, all it has to do is not follow. And it's not. It was a different time because social media is bigger now. But I think that if. Yes, you say like the parents don't have much influence, but I think if they see more.
No, I said what? Yeah, continue.
You said that they don't have as much influence as
some,
the kids.
Some, yeah, yeah, continue.
You did. Just say that, bro.
That's fine. I got it. Don't worry.
But yes, if they see, they're gonna see those kids. I mean, so see those guys. But if they see guys like that are just doing regular things where you want to say more manly things, yes, if they see those guys, they're gonna be influenced by them more.
Now, cool. Stay right there. You said Dennis Rodman, right?
I wanna see the difference between
Caleb Williams and Dennis Rodman. Caleb Williams is running college football. Like, he's ran it for the last two, three. They know he's going to be number one since he walked in, right? Yes. Like, no, they've known he's going to be number one, right? Know. He's the top guy. Like, when he comes in, he's already ahead of a lot of other dudes as the number one guy. The NFL is all hands on deck for Caleb Williams. You're number one. Dennis Rodman was behind the greatest basketball player of all time. Hold on.
He was still getting camera time because why?
No. Let me tell you something right now. You're next to the black cat, right? Yes, he's a star. We know Dennis Rodman's a global star. Is he bigger than Michael Jordan?
No.
In the 90s, was he bigger than Scottie Pippen?
No, but he got eyes on him for a reason.
You are the third in line.
Because no matter what you do at... all that star power is coming to the person that's on your team. You're still on the team.
Dennis Rodman was a prominent man on the team still.
The second that Negro went to LA, what was Dennis Rodman?
But either or, I think just because Jordan is on your team, you have automatically so many eyes
on you.
Rodman is gonna get those same eyes because of those things that he's done.
Cool. Any black man in America, you like black man, urban city type joint. Mike and Dennis Rodman at that in the '90s. Who you think they're going to?
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Right. If whether or not Caleb does all he does, whatever, it is, if as long as a person like there, like Jalen, like I said, Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson, bro. If those people are just there and they have all the and they just take the shine up, not take the shine away from him, but I just have more star power than him, then it's not gonna matter.
Or if this might not happen, what if he just sucks and then we just all forget about him in general?
Okay, but he has to do that first. He don't suck yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not weak yet. He is put in that place to where he's supposed to succeed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's there already. Now, if he fails, he fails. It is what it is.
And then he fails, everybody's in a ruckus for no
reason.
But
I'm talking about
why. Literally in a ruckus for no reason.
Now the little boys don't want to be like
him. Now you think our little black boys going to be in the wrong area.
I still want to be like Lamar Jackson.
What I'm saying is, so imagine if I'm a Chicago Bears fan. And for example, I'm from New York. I hate, what's y'all man's name? Josh Allen. Nothing that man would do will ever move, right? Yeah. But I'm with Lamar, right? But if I'm from Buffalo as a white kid, I don't care how great Lamar is. Most I might go to is Mahomes because he's mulatto. I'm sticking with my white boy over here.
So I think Mahomes.
So imagine a kid from Chicago who got to live with Justin.
I think Mahomes would have more power. So he would move him away from all that nonsense you're talking about.
Bro, it's Chicago. They're gonna look up to Lil Durk and G Herbo.
Bro, I was gonna say Chicago. They still got it. Like, it is what it is.
If Caleb Williams in his rookie season,
they got Keenan Allen now, right?
Yeah, well, hold on. If what's his name, Caleb Williams in his rookie season, and God forbid, because I want Lamar to win this year, wins the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you think they're gonna praise?
Hold on.
No, wait. You think all the kids are gonna start putting on lip gloss?
I'm saying
paint
my neck.
You're gonna say, Mom, I want my hair done tomorrow.
Listen, I want a rainbow on my hands.
Wait, listen,
Mom,
y'all.
Do it.
Listen,
Caleb did it. I want to do it.
Listen, because I want to see where y'all really stand on this. If Caleb Williams in his rookie season, where's Chicago? NFC?
I think so, yeah.
If he beats Mahomes, who's in the AFC, for their first title in God knows how many years, right? Who's bigger in Chicago? Caleb Williams or Lil Durk?
Durky, yo.
You do not know the country you live in. You think Caleb Williams in his rookie season?
Are you crazy? Bro, he's gonna have his star shine for a little bit.
You know what a championship ring is in football?
Hey, he's gonna go to DC and you can see the White House. And at that point, they go, look, this is gonna happen. They're gonna say, okay, thank you for your service. At that point, after he's done, because bro, look at it right now. Mahomes won, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes won. You still talking about Mahomes now? No, we only brought Mahomes because we brought up
Mahomes
Caleb.
Mahomes is quoted as maybe the second greatest ever behind Brady.
Look how much power that is. He's arguably better than Brady. Are you talking about him now?
Yes, he's the second greatest. What are you talking about?
You brought up Caleb Williams. The only reason I brought up Mahomes is
I brought up Caleb Williams for being sweet. I didn't bring him up for being a nice football player. What are you talking about? If the Negro is the second, how often do we see
Mostly will talk about is him playing football. They will not talk about all the other stuff because they don't care about
what
that
other stuff.
You talk about him being sweet. They're not gonna care about him being sweet because they only care about is football. That's all they're gonna care about.
Let me say something.
Hey, we're gonna go back to you. All that storyline stuff. No, they're not gonna care about it.
The point he's making is they're gonna make it seem like it's okay to be sweet.
Yes, I know.
Because there's a sweet Negro up there doing that, and I'm not saying he's sweet. I don't want to say that. There's a dude who's like that up there who's gonna do for example.
It's so funny, bro. Because I think he came out himself and said like, bro, I ain't having no damn lip gloss.
I think he did.
I didn't see that.
I don't even know if he had lip gloss on. I had never seen that across my timeline.
It was when he was at the game and he had the pink phone case.
But I seen like some video of him on Twitter, like basically kind of saying like he ain't have no lip gloss on.
Oh, we'll find it. I'll take everything I said.
I'll take it back, right? If not, everything
you said.
Right?
Well, nah, but you can't, though, because it's still the fingernail paint stuff.
You got to stand on business.
Oh, so he's two-thirds of ruining America's black youth.
Two-thirds is crazy.
And what if he's, like, super ill? Like...
But that's what I'm saying.
What if he's super ill?
You're now on
the... Now you can't talk. You can't
who
say
can't
nothing.
Talk?
You can't say
Are
anything.
You crazy?
You're going to be like, yo, I'm the best quarterback in the L.
Yo, Lamar.
I'm the best quarterback.
But you're not best. You're I'm not gonna be better than him.
Okay, so what if he's ill though?
He could be ill all he wants to. He's in the NFC. First of all, NFC is weak. I don't care about nothing that's going on over there
on
that
but
side.
What if he's
right?
good?
If he's nice, congratulations.
Matter.
Take out Dallas and all them fools over there. Jalen, take all of that. Because when you come over here, it's not the same fight over here. So you can be ill all you want to, leading your pack of sweetness, right? No, that's cool.
Leading your pack of sweetness is crazy.
I mean, honestly,
I don't.
And obviously, I'm joking a lot of what I say. I'm just saying, I think if you got that power, as a, and he might not even identify as like, yo, you know me, because you know I know a lot of the people that come from the family he come from, they be like, oh, I'm for everybody, right? I know they be big on that, right? So, but me, I ain't gonna be on that, so I might approach it a certain way.
Firm.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just, I would approach it a different way.
Honestly, I get both sides. I think at the end of the day, who cares?
What the hell?
Like, let him do what he does. What he's doing, and if you care about what your child sees, then monitor what your child sees.
That's easy. That's always gonna be easier said than done. Because look at every gangster on the street with an African mom at home.
Tell your kids to read books. take the iPad away from your kids.
We talking about gangster? You talking about iPads?
Yeah. Read a book, bro. Hey,
don't put your kids in sports then.
Read a book.
Don't let your kids go outside.
Read a book or something.
Tell your kids to read a book. Tell your kids to only watch basketball and don't watch yours.
Don't let the kids go outside and see the skin.
We're in a place right now, especially as all men with no children at the table, right? Do y'all think it is as easy as y'all is saying it to say, oh, monitor your kids? It's that simple. Watch what they do and they won't come out fried.
It'll never be that easy. It's not that easy,
but I think there is a blueprint that you could set your kids on.
I think if the village says one thing, they will not go away from anything. So my village says all one. I think this is the village right here, and I think when we branch out to be a bigger village, if we all say don't do that crap, they won't do that crap.
I think y'all are delusional.
I'm delusional. Hey,
I'm one. Look at my whole hood. Look at my hood.
I think you gotta learn and grow like with the child.
Literally,
kind of like, you know, feel me. Build. I don't want to say build the trust, but build the trust and like, you feel me. Like, it all depends on how you do it. Like, with kids, you can't be so overbearing, or like, you really got to see like what kind of kid you have and what works like the best for them to, you know, keep them inspired and everything. Because, I mean, honestly, look at us. Like, we're not outside trapping and like doing all this extra stuff. Like, we're from the same neighborhood and everything. We just kind of chose to go our own other way.
And as true as that is, where we live, we're the minority.
No, yeah, that is very true. But I mean, what I'm saying is, like, look at us. It's possible. Like, I never wanted. I know you want to be pocket 50 Cent, but like, I never looked in the mirror and said, "Ah, I want to be a gangster." Like, that was never me.
But I did. I just got beat enough. So you do what you do. But think about it. There's some people that got beat more than me, but that don't matter because you're gonna turn out how you turn out. I think when it comes to parenting, your biggest hope is to pray. Because I feel like no matter what you do, look at all these women running around selling their bodies. With good fathers at home.
You think they got good fathers at home?
I know some of them, right? Some of them are actually they have good fathers at home.
And their fathers.
Well, some of them have very good fathers at home.
They come from amazing homes. Better homes than you and me.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but you see, about that, that's something that's deeper, but we're not going to speak on it today on this podcast, but there's stuff that's like psychologically goes into some girls.
You think
they have
good fathers?
Yo, I know some of their fathers.
You know some of their fathers? What do they do?
They're very successful. I don't know.
What do the women do?
Have sex for money?
Oh.
No.
Yes. Escort. Sex for hire.
Sex for hire.
Escort. Rip everybody. Like, I don't know.
Rip everybody, right?
Yo, Kimani, we spoke on this last podcast, bro. You hiring an escort?
No, why would I be doing that?
You see, he's a liar.
Why am I hiring? The only way I do it is if it's the top notch one that nobody's ever had one.
The top notch escort that no one's had.
That's not funny.
What I'm gonna say is
has been rented.
I'm saying the one that's hard to get by, that she's hard to get next to, da 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 da. All that stuff.
Who do you think this escort is?
I'm not around escort, so how would I know?
You think you found a diamond in the rough?
Look, bro. Kimani, welcome you real quick, bro. Look, it's a fire IG model, bro, and she just lets you know like I'm rocking with you, but. If you gotta pay? Yeah, if you pay this much, you could do what you want.
No.
That day she be. But
no, she won't.
No. We'll sit down at our coffee table and say, look, what price are we talking? Because at this point I'm feeling you're feeling me. So yeah, if I have to pay, I guess this is what it has to be. But again, I'm not around sex workers, so how would I know?
Yo, Kimon, he said that he would
What I said.
You said that you would find that there are escorts in Rose Bar.
Yeah,
you think the escorts in Rose Bar?
I 100% do believe it.
What are you think the escorts in Rose Bar?
In Rose Bar? I think some of them work at Rose Bar.
Y'all think way too highly of these women. Yo,
I'm not thinking highly of them, but I don't think they're inside.
You think the women that are taking my bottles, shaking like this, going like this, dancing like that, are not?
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Not all of them, but some
nursing programs, bro. Some of them.
Okay, okay, but you think they are like, yo, if you name a good price, they're gonna have sex with you?
I don't think they're gonna come up to you like that. I think if they're around,
so if you go to them, basically what you're saying, because you know how they work, right?
Yeah,
they wait for you at the bar. They say, okay, how you doing? This and the third.
Let me say something right now. Real life, real to Holyville.
That's funny.
If we partied in New York enough, right? And I bought my sex worker friend from Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she came to party with us. And I just didn't tell y'all she was a sex worker, right? Y'all would be in there trying to, not holler at her, but y'all be in there, oh, yo, kill Kabir, who this? Oh, no, this is not my joint, whatever, like, y'all, whatever, whatever, right? And cool, and y'all all kicking it off, right? And y'all go somewhere, and she hits you with the, yo, I ain't gonna lie, I know you like his homie and all of that, but, like, I'll be charging. You be, like, charging. And you be like, yeah, three.
Hey.
Oh, no, she be like, yeah, three. Now, depending on how you feel about on that night or whatever, you going to be like, oh, snap, I didn't even know that we had a sex worker amongst us. I didn't know we had an escort amongst us, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Because me, really, I know like four, right? Just off the strength of being around. You would not know that because they would just be in the spot. They're not looking there talking with a receipt and a checkbook out.
They're not playing sight.
Right? They're not out there with a checkbook out trying to be like, oh, who's next? No.
I would have sounded like just said, yes, I work.
No,
but that's what I'm saying. So if you just pull
outside.
No, I'm telling you, bro.
They're waiting outside for the
night. Bro, they're regular people. They want to party. They either the party or they're working at, I don't want to say they're bottle girls, but yes, some of them are bottle girls.
Bottle girls, just say it.
No, hey, bro, I have no shame. I think some of them are bottle girls.
Some of them. Girls, and I'm not talking about Rose Ball. Shout out to all my lovely ladies at Rose Ball, right? But what I'm saying is, some of these people that be behind the bar, some of these people that be serving you the hookah, some of these girls is escorting. We just don't know it because we're watching them do what we think they make money off of.
Yes, that's not the only source of income, bro.
I don't know.
If I gotta sell hookah and make 300, and then when I'm done, I find one dude that I like, pause, or a girl that I like, right? and they gonna give me five. I collect the eight on the night.
Bro, they're not tipping you enough.
But that's not their main source of income, so I don't look at them as escorts, though.
If you become an escort.
If you do it, that's just
whether it's your side
when
gig.
When you work for 4 hours, what are you?
Part-time.
You're part-time, right?
Part-time.
Is that how you make your bread and butter if you're a part-time worker?
Part-time
They don't
worker.
Gotta work all day. If you a good escort?
Part-time. I guess. I just don't think that's escort. I don't know.
I don't even want to go back to the escort thing. Like, but I'm just like, for you to not think
ask him.
He asked him, not me.
I don't know.
For you to not think that they're in Rose Bar, one of the littest clubs in Washington, D.C., is insane to me.
It's crazy.
That is all. We don't have to go back to that.
They're walking right next to us, and we just don't know it.
They're there.
I don't remember what was said that made me ask that, but.
They're there, man.
Good conversation.
They're there. All right, how much time we got left? Five. Well, the power of the side chick.
Hold on. One more question. This is one of the escorts. Where would you think of the best place to get escorts? Because that's what he asked us.
No. Let me ask what I asked. I said the places you frequent. Because his answer was Columbia.
Ideally, where would you go again?
The places I frequent.
That you frequent. Yes.
Where
would you want to go of the best place that you frequent? That you want to pick up an escort?
No. Ideally, where do we, like, because that frequent is, like, so limited. Ideally, where would you go?
He said Columbia. You've not been to Columbia.
But ideally, where would you go? You're not going to go nowhere you frequent?
No, I'm going to say,
this is what I was thinking when you asked it before, bro. Like, how do I know that there's escorts where I frequent?
Literally. Like,
bro, how do y'all go places?
Am I talking about state? Am I talking about country?
Y'all don't want to know who's giving it up where y'all are at?
All right, KB, just...
So if I don't know, how do I know where to get them from?
I better start talking to these girls.
Hey, if you ask me, I'm going to say Houston, because I know Houston. The Houston women there are, oh my God, wow. They are so fun, and I know they're workers.
Thank you, that makes sense.
Okay, I guess Houston. That's your answer.
What? Bro, in Houston? Oh, my goodness. I know they're going crazy over there.
You think all them big body models is not giving it up for a
party? I didn't say that.
They're super giving it up.
I just asked them a question. That's
but honestly,
Houston.
You don't.
And if it's not Houston, it's Dominican Republic. So,
look,
I mean,
see?
But look, he doesn't frequent. He's been to Houston.
Imani.
No.
He does not frequent.
KB, I'm look, exactly. look, my brother, I'm
that's
being serious.
Point.
If it's not.
You don't frequent DC.
Listen. I just gave you two answers. In the States, it's Houston. Dominican Republic.
Exactly. I literally said the same thing.
Yeah, bro.
NDR.
Bro. Frequent that.
NDR? Wow.
You don't go out the country.
I go out the country, so you know that. You know, I know.
Even if I'm out the country, I don't want an escort from Columbia.
You don't want it, but somebody else might.
You're crazy.
Don't shame his answer.
I shamed it because that's not what I asked. And you still have not answered.
I don't think you've seen the Dominican Republican behind them because, wow.
From Jamaica if we were going out the country.
So then, you got to get there first.
So then what was so wrong about Dominican Republic and Colombia if you go to Jamaica for it?
Because that's not the question I asked. The question I asked
you said I frequent. That, I said
you,
Houston.
You said Houston, right? Your answer was Houston. He did not answer because he went to Colombia.
What did Donna say?
DR after.
That doesn't count because we're talking about
I said if it's not Houston, because that's Houston, that's in the States, like, out of the country.
He said down south.
My guy.
Somewhere that I don't frequent.
Yeah.
Hey, I frequent it. Me and Texas go like this.
I just wanted to give a different answer.
How much power does your side chick have?
I think a lot.
I think
a lot because she makes your day better.
You have 5 minutes. Unpack it.
I think, bro. Think about it. Your joints make you upset. She's doing all the things that are just annoying you. You want to blow some steam off, right? So yeah, call your side chick. Your side chick is make you feel better. They're doing everything. You got to find the right side chick too, because sometimes the side chick wants to be the main. You can't get that one.
Okay, let me jump in here.
Teach us, chicken man.
Come on, brother. Keep on going.
Right?
Please stop it.
Teach us the game, bro.
Hey, listen, this is just for the podcast. Don't mind me.
I think your side chick has a lot of power if she's a good side chick.
She plays her role very well.
I think it's important if she's aware that, like I said, any side chick that knows that she's not number one is always going to be a beautiful
Michael Jordan
thing to know. It's going to be.
I called him the MJ of my life.
It's always going to be a beautiful thing to have, because I think it's to know that there's someone there that will cause you less of a headache. I think
Mona Lisa.
And I'm not referring to like the perfect. I'm not talking about like the perfect one, the one that is just godly and as great as ever. I'm talking about like the one that you know you go to you on this, you know, like a real life. You feel
they know you have a girl. They play the role very well.
I'm not even necessarily a girl.
Saying, they don't call at the wrong time. They know when to call, when to not call.
Yeah, this guy. He's talking about the. I'm not talking about like the perfect one. I'm talking about one that you know just be looking out for you. The one that be holding it down. You feel me? The one that. Not the perfect one, but it's okay. We'll unpack that another time. Unless anyone else has a quick answer.
Nope.
Yeah, I told you.
He got it right.
He
got it right.
That was his segment right there.
Okay, y'all. This has been great.
Welcome to Jigga segment. Have this every episode.
Jigga's a turn.
This has been great. This has been fun.
Update on the side chicks.
This has been great. This has been fun. We didn't get to get into the Cole and Kendrick thing, but... Cole, just stop while you're ahead, man. That was weak, but it is what it is.
Everybody thought it was fire. I don't care.
People are simple.
I'm scared.
Simpletons.
I'm a New York from the 90s.
He's 50 Cent, yo.
You feel me?
My fault.
It's different for me. Don't tell me you're my friend on a diss track.
I'm scared, man.
I don't want to hear this. But it is what it is. Friendly
competition.
Nah, it's different.
Okay,
these kids didn't go through what they went through for this.
I've been through too many Jay-Z and Nas, Jay-Z and Mace,
you know,
Joe Budden, the whole industry.
I don't care
the
about
game,
that,
the game and G Unit, 50 and Kiss. I just sent
Lil Wayne.
Sent the Meek and Cat
today.
Wayne and Hove. I've seen too many of this for you to come here and say this guy's my friend and tell me how good or bad his albums were. I don't want to hear it. But I guess we got to end it there because. What else? I hope Cole does shoot at him tonight at Cold World, though. What's it called? Dreamville.
Yes. Cold World.
Y'all, it's been real. It's been fun. Episode 29 of the Spark the Convo. We want to say thank you that we were able to come to y'all once again for another installation. We want to say, and see, it's not like we're thanking this man for being here because he's supposed to be here every week. He just missed it. We can see the energy shift with this guy being here today, right?
Coach Money on the weekends.
So, you know, we just want to say thank y'all for tuning in. Hope that y'all enjoyed the episode. Hope y'all listened from start to finish. Well, if you got this far, you finished it, you know, send in your requests for anything y'all want to talk about in the future. You know, reach out to anything y'all want to talk about. I think I hear some baddies outside, so we got to wrap this up quick. You know what I'm saying? It's your man, L-O-K-O.
AD signing out. Another good episode. You feel me? We'll be back ASAP. No Rocky.
You Justin here and we out.
Your boy Jigga Man. And we're here and we out.
Alright, y'all me.
Here and we out.
Appreciate it. Keep it live. I don't know. I'm trying to get like a cool little outro. Give me Spark the Convo. Gonna highlight y'all till next time.
Yes,
peace.
Sir.
Peace.